This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
This podcast is supported by BetterHelp Online Therapy. When life gets busy, we tend to put off the things that we know make us happier, like regular exercise, seeing friends, or even going to therapy. BetterHelp makes it easier to keep up with your self-care with flexible, affordable online therapy that fits your schedule. Make time for yourself with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/vocabulary today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, help.com/vocabulary for 10% off your first month.
This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
6 minutes vocabulary
from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello and welcome to 6 Minute Vocabulary. I'm Finn.
And I'm Catherine.
In today's programme, we're talking about irregular verbs.
Yes, and as you know, there are lots of irregular verbs in English.
Lots and lots. Some, like write, have different forms for the past simple and past participle. Wrote and written.
Yes, and it's not always easy to remember all those different forms.
It's not. Today, though, we're going to explain how some of these verbs can be grouped into patterns to help remember the different forms.
We'll give you lots of examples.
We'll have a quiz.
And we'll leave you with a top tip for learning vocabulary.
But first, let's hear my interview with singer-songwriter Andrea.
While you listen, think about this question. Who hasn't spoken to Andrea for a long time?
Hi, Andrea. Now, tell us, when did you begin to sing?
I sang in the school choir, and I began to sing in bands when I was just 10.
Oh, wow. So how many songs have you written?
Oh, over 100. I wrote one just before I drove here.
Right. And Andrea, I'm sure you have broken many men's hearts. Tell us, who was the first?
Oh, he was a boy called Marcus. I knew him at school. We grew up on the same street. He's not spoken to me since we broke up.
Oh, since you broke up, that sounds bad. Thank you for coming and speaking to us today, Andrea.
Thanks for having me.
And there we are. So we asked you, who hasn't spoken to Andrea for a long time?
And the answer is Marcus. They haven't spoken since they broke up.
Broke is the past simple of the verb break, and it belongs to our first group of verbs. It has the pattern break, broke, broken.
That's right. The past simple is broke and the past participle is broken.
Listen to this clip. Can you hear another verb with the same pattern? Here's a clue. The word rhymes with broken.
Oh, he was a boy called Marcus. I knew him at school. We grew up on the same street. He's not spoken to me since we broke up.
Okay, and spoken rhymes with broken. The verb speak forms its past participle and past simple in the same way as break.
So it's speak, spoke, spoken.
And speak and break are pronounced differently, although they both have E-A-K at the end.
They do. Now, another verb with the same pattern is wake.
So it's wake, woke, woken.
Although we spell wake W-A-K-E, it's not spelt E-A-K at the end. Now, in the interview, we had two other verbs with a different pattern.
That's right. We had the past forms knew and grew. Andrea knew Marcus at school and she grew up on the same street.
Yes, these are the past simple forms of know and grow.
So it's know, knew, known.
Grow, grew, grown.
And another verb with this pattern is blow.
So it's blow, blew, blown.
So we've got two groups. The first one is verbs like speak, spoke, spoken.
And we have in our second group verbs like grow, grew, grown. Listen to this second clip and see if you can spot two more patterns. Here's a clue. Listen to words that rhyme or have similar pronunciations.
When did you begin to sing?
I sang in the school choir. and I began to sing in bands when I was just 10.
Oh, wow. So how many songs have you written?
Oh, over 100. I wrote one just before I drove here.
Did you hear the patterns begin, began and sing, sang?
So this pattern is begin, began, begun.
Exactly. And we've got sing, sang, sung.
In the clip, we also had another pattern, wrote, written. So that's the past simple and past participle of write.
And we heard another verb with the same pattern, drove, which is the past simple of drive.
And the past participle is?
Driven. So that's drive, drove, driven.
6 minutes vocabulary from BBC Learning English.
And now for a quiz. I'll give you two parts of a verb and you have to complete the pattern. Ready? Number one, swim, swam.
Swum.
Well done if you got that right. Number two is speak, spoken.
Spoke.
Correct. And number three, wrote, written.
Right.
And that's the end of the quiz. Well done if you got them right.
And now today's top tip for learning vocabulary. Combine irregular verbs with the same pattern in a short rhyme or story. The pattern of the rhyme will help you remember the different forms.
There's more about this at bbclearningenglish.com. Join us again for more 6 Minute Vocabulary.
Bye.
Bye.
6 Minute Vocabulary
from bbclearningenglish.com.